The Tabulated Review. The church in Ephesus and the church of the Laodiceans are the only two of the seven named elsewhere. They are first and last in John's list of seven and figure the highest and lowest, the extremest, and the beginning and ending conditions of the church. Laodicea is the climacteric result of Ephesus leaving her preeminent love, love of the heavenly bridegroom. Why does John give so little space to Christendom? Because he is stating the decision only of the judge who pronounces righteous sentence according to Paul's gospel, which has set forth full provision for the church to know and do the will of God, and to credibly represent Jesus in the earth. See Romans 2, verse 6 and 1 Timothy 1, 11. Our attitude to Paul's message determines the judge's decision and rewards to us. Smyrna and Philadelphia are alone free from any semblance of blame. To them only crowns are definitely promised. Smyrna, called poor in this world's goods, is truly rich. Philadelphia, seemingly weak, being small and hidden, has a little power, dynamite, which is complimentary, for this is not said to any other. Not one word of eulogy is pronounced concerning Laodicea. Ephesus is the first addressed, had the first love, the highest privilege, the fullest instruction, but was the first to fail. Smyrna and Pergamos are the perpetuation of Ephesus. They of Ephesus who continued in their preeminent love became the church of the Smyrnians, or the full overcomers down to the present time viewed dispensationally. Real Ephesian saints, now Smyrnians, are seated in the heavenlies with Christ. By faith they maintained that place. The non-overcomers of Ephesus become the Pergamos church. They reject Ephesian truth. Pergamos dwells on earth, flirts with the world, comforted and controlled by the world, tolerates wrong doctrine, harbors false teachers, and refuses to repent. The Spirit stirs some of their members against prevailing conditions. These are called out and become Sardis. The rest are termed Thyatira, sacrifice of labor after her real nature. As Smyrnians are the first-ranked victors of Ephesus who die during this age, so the Sardians are the second-ranked victors, or those escaping from Pergamos who died in this order or rank. That is, Sardis is to Pergamos what Smyrna and Philadelphia are to Ephesus. Two great religious horns now appear on Christendom: Catholicism, figured by Thyatira, and Protestantism, figured by Sardis. These move side by side to the end. By translation, the overcomers of Sardis will escape the fiercest phase of coming judgment. The overcomers of Thyatira will have to be miraculously preserved or suffer martyrdom during the tribulation days. There are no translations from Thyatira, which is the fourth rank in the church, to the marriage of the Lamb. They comprise the feet portion of the body of Christ, Zechariah 14:4. Non-overcomers, of course, not being saved, will be shamefully overthrown, Revelation chapter 17 and 18. Philadelphia is God's oasis in the desert condition of these closing days. Ephesian saints are here, but known by another name, brotherly love. Though she is reckoned as Sardian, that is, as Protestant, yet she is distinct from it. She is a threefold overcomer prevailing over three conditions: half-hearted Sardianism, domineering Thyatiranism, and lukewarm Laodiceanism. As love was the prevailing feature of full overcomers at the beginning, so it is also at the end. Dear reader, with which company are you identified? Paul said, "I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. I have espoused you to one husband, Christ, that I may present a chaste virgin to Christ." 2 Corinthians 11:2. Do you wish to accept that espousal? Do you wish to be one of the blameless company, one of the brotherly love class, so as to be part of the bride? If not, why not? Dispensational setting. The seven churches, by their respective religious conditions, foreshadow existing conditions during certain periods of this present age. Ephesus, the powerful and promising period, extends from Pentecost to 300 AD. Pergamos, the compromising and declining period, begins here with Constantine's subtle courtesy to the Christians and reaches to 1500 AD. Thyatira and Sardis here introduce two opposite conditions. It is generally called the Reformation period. Under Martin Luther, a revival began which has continued and increased to the present time. Philadelphia introduces the translation period, during which time the church is being ripened for the harvest and harvested home. Doubtless that time is now and will continue until the whole body is glorified. Laodicea expresses a direct opposite condition, which stamps the present time as the lukewarm period as well as the translation period. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Acts 15, verse 18.